Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and we are tackling life's everyday issues, your everyday issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes. Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, so you can get to work. Each day, we focus on a new topic, and I assign you a new task to complete. Our topic for this morning is fight for what you love. Fight for what you love. And our scripture comes from John 18, verses 1 through 10. While you are getting that word ready, I remind you that you can learn more about me, my ministry, upcoming events, my itinerary, contact me, and access my law office site from my ministry site, which is feelthefire.com. That's www.feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have that word ready. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 18, beginning at verse 1, and I am reading from the KJV. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where there was a garden, and to the which he entered, and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted hither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh hither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me, I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. I want to focus on that 10th verse. Then Simon Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. What is our topic for this morning? Fight for what you love. We are in the month of February, customarily known as a month and a time of love. We have that great holiday called Valentine's Day, where we celebrate love. So throughout this week, I've been focusing on love. On Monday, we talked about, or we asked the question, what's love got to do with it? And we answered everything. On yesterday, we talked about Jesus loves me, this I know. And on today, I'm here to encourage you to fight for what you love. In this scripture that we read, we were seeing the beginning processes or the buildup to the crucifixion of our Savior. And we had seen, or we were reading about where Judas, one of his disciples, betrayed him and led a group out, a mob, if you will, to come and to take Jesus by force. They came out with their lanterns. They came out with their swords, with everything that they had to take Jesus by force. But when they got there, Jesus already knew what was going to happen. So he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "Well, we're looking for Jesus." So Jesus said, "Well, I'm he." Instead of taking him by force, they fell down and worshiped him. And so then Jesus said again, or asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus." He said, "I already told you that I'm him. I am he." So then they got ready to take him. And Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples, that aggressive defender, jumped up, drew his sword, and cut off a servant's ear. Why? Because he was fighting for what he loved. And what he loved was Jesus. I came to encourage you in that same vein today to fight for what you love. So many times in our lives, we will allow the things, the people, the requests, all of the things, people, persons, places, whatever it is that are most important to us, to go by the wayside. We will surrender so easily to Satan's devices, and we won't fight for what we love. We won't fight for the marriage that we requested. We won't fight for the mate that we prayed for. We won't fight for the job that we love. We won't fight for the children that are our legacy. We won't fight for our own names. We won't fight for the Lord. We won't fight for the things that are most important in life. But we're so quick to fight for things that are insignificant, petty. We're so quick to fight for our own pride, to fight for our own positioning as being right. We will allow our relationships to deteriorate over an argument. We will allow our marriages to end over an argument, over things that we could have made right, but because of our own pride or our own stubbornness, our own pigheadedness, we will not be willing to apologize. We won't be willing to say, "I messed up." We won't be willing to say, "Let's fix this," because the bigger picture is so much more, worth so much more than this little bitty flaw, this little bitty bump in the road. Rather, we will stand there and we will fester in our own anger, our own bitterness, and our own toxicity rather than fix it. We will not fight for what we love. And when we refuse to fight for what we love, we suffer the consequences. Whether it is losing our marriages, losing our relationships, having a wedge driven between our children and ourselves, losing our jobs, having our reputations defamed, we won't fight for what is important. But if you will also pay attention to what I just read to you, you will notice that when you will stand up for what is right, for what you love and what you'll fight for, then even the enemy has to bow down. When those people came to Jesus, led by the betrayer, the accuser of the brethren, to come in and to try to destroy everything, when Jesus stood up and he confronted the situation with the knowledge of who he was and that everything that was happening to him fit within a larger purpose, when he said, "I am he," what did Satan do? What did Judas do? What did the mob do? Even though they had weapons and Jesus had no tangible, visible weapon, they fell back. Jesus. They fell backward and they fell down. Because when you will fight for what is yours, when you will fight for what is right, when you will fight for what you love, when you will confront Satan in his face as opposed to running from him, he must fall back. He has no choice. All the weapons that he brings against you must fall back. They have no choice because you come in that name, that holy name, that powerful name of Jesus, and you say, "Who are you looking for? What you want here, Satan? You want my marriage? You want my relationship? You want my kids? You want my job? You want my name? You want my legacy? You want my finances? You want my health? You want my joy? I am he. I'm who you're looking for. I'm not running. I'm standing, facing you in the name of Jesus. I'm who you're looking for. Now, what do you want?" And all he can do is fall back, because that anointing in you, that assurance of Christ in you, will destroy every yoke. Come on and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are today and begin to say, today, I'm fighting for what I love. You got to feel this thing. Today, I'm fighting for what I love. Let's begin to go in prayer. Continue to worship the Lord. Just begin to praise him. Clap your hands if you can do so safely, because some of you may be en route to or from work or school. But whatever you can do to praise the Lord, even if it's just opening your mouth, praising him, loving him, just begin to thank him as we go before him in prayer. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. I acknowledge, God, that you are so worthy to be praised. I come in agreement with everyone who's listening to this broadcast this morning, Father, that we are going to fight for what we love, that we will realize that the steps of a good man and the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord, and you delighteth in the path that you have ordained for us, so that when Satan comes, his job is to come in and cause us to detour off the chosen path, to take an exit instead of staying on the road. Lord, to stop at a rest stop when it's not time to stop yet, or to turn around and make a U-turn when we should be going forward. So Lord, today we come realizing that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. It's not every knee has a right to make a decision, but every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, that in your name we are more than conquerors, that through your name no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Help us not only to speak the word, but to believe this same word, to internalize this same word, to exude this word, to live in it, to celebrate in it, to praise in it, to rejoice in it, and to walk in it. Hallelujah. So that we fight for what is important to us. We will release our pride. We will release our stubbornness. We will release our obstinateness. We will release being obstinate. We will release our insecurities, our fear, and our anxieties. Whatever it is that's holding us back, that's making us feel that we can't win, or that we shouldn't win, or that we shouldn't try. Woo. We release all of that in the name of Jesus. And we stand in your love, in your faith. We stand in your covering. We stand covered in your blood. And we speak that we take back our marriages. We take back our relationships, our engagements. We take back our children. We take back, Lord God, our finances. We take back our jobs, our clients, our health. We take back our friendships that were lost. We take back our ministries. We take back the souls. We take back our families. Everything that was taken, we take it back. And we affirm that we will fight for it in the name of Jesus. Now, for anyone who is on this broadcast who is not saved or who is backslidden, we will finish this prayer with you this morning, that if you would like to give your lives to the Lord or rededicate yourself, please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of every sin. I repent of my sins. Ooh, tell him that this morning. And I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Now I confess that I am saved. I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Come on and magnify the Lord today. You're going to fight for what you love. You will no longer be in retreat. You will no longer be afraid. You will no longer be a coward. You will no longer be fearful, but you're going to fight for what you love. The word says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Go back and take what is yours, just as you saw Peter stand up and fight for what he loved today. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to right quickly give announcements and just still stay within a spirit of worship and praise this morning. First of all, I thank everyone who participated in Triple Threat Tuesday on yesterday. It was our lineup of three power-packed broadcasts. We started off with morning motivation, which was your motivation for your soul. Jesus loves me, this I know, at 6:30 a.m. Then 6 p.m., we went to Tuesday's Topic Live. That was 15 minutes of free legal education, and we focused on immigration law, so that's where you could get educated. Then we wrapped it up where you could get heard on my You Be the Jury show, and that's where I'm listening to you. We had people calling in and participating online from so many different places, answering that topic of did President immigration ban go too far. So always get ready for Triple Threat Tuesdays. Save the date, 6:30 a.m., 6 p.m., and 6:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. As well, we have quite a few things coming up. Please go back to the website and listen to the other broadcasts if you missed them this week on love. What's love got to do with it? The answer was everything. Then yesterday, Jesus loves me, this I know. And today, fight for what you love. The website is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I'm Evangelist Roxy Williams. Don't miss your hot breakfast for your soul Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Just like you feed your body natural food, you must feed your soul. So go to the website, invite others, keep this word in the forefront of your mind. Now, our task for this morning is for you to choose at least two things that you lost or people that you lost or you risk losing because you weren't willing to fight for it. And today for you to fight for it, reach out to the people, apologize, make amends if you need to, show them love, tell them how much you love them, and go ahead and just tell the devil you already lost. You cannot have these people or this job or this situation, whatever it is. But today I want you to go back and reclaim at least two things or people that you lost that you shouldn't have lost or that you're risking losing. Because you weren't willing to fight for what you love. Give me your testimonies. Go on the website and let me know how things are going for you. You can reach out at feeldfire.com. Until then, I will see you in the morning. I got to go fight for what I love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fight, people. Fight for what you love today.